toxicologists and some state officials doubt that the new EPA rules will protect the public from the pesticide.
EPA's top man in charge of pesticides, Doug Camp, says agency officials are concerned about the termite pesticide chlordane. Camp says he's seen reports showing that some homes around the country are contaminated with high levels of chlordane. And he's seen reports suggesting that the pesticide has poisoned some people in the homes. In addition, Camp says agency officials are troubled by new laboratory studies in Japan and elsewhere showing that chlordane causes cancer.
We have seen studies that indicate that chlordane may cause tumors in laboratory animals.
And you accept those studies?
Yes.
But Camp says he and his colleagues still don't have enough evidence to justify taking chlordane off the market. In the meantime, he says, EPA officials have decided that they can protect the public from the pesticide by requiring better training for the pest control workers who apply it. The policy is based on the fact that in many homes where families have apparently been poisoned by chlordane, it's turned out that the pest control workers had misapplied the chemical, and so the home got terribly contaminated. But once the new EPA policy takes effect, agency officials say, any worker who uses chlordane around your home will have to pass a special state-approved training course, or they'll have to work right alongside another worker who has, and that, Camp says, should make them more careful.
We believe that to the extent that there may be misuse going on out there, use by certified applicators and some of the other restrictions that we put in would certainly reduce those
But some state public health officials say they've tried this training strategy before and it won't protect the public from chlordane at all. A few years ago, for instance, Massachusetts officials got so upset about all the chlordane contamination and poisoning cases they were seeing that they passed all sorts of rules and regulations forcing chlordane workers to be better trained and better certified. But chlordane contamination cases kept right on coming. According to the State Health Department's Nancy Ridley, EPA officials are kidding themselves, her words, if they think their policy will work any better.
I know that it won't be effective. All of the restrictions we put into effect were ineffective, and that misapplications continue to occur, and that problems continue to occur.
Based on your experience in Massachusetts, based on New York's experience, based on the studies, is there any justification for the Environmental Protection Agency to keep chlordane on the market anymore?
We feel there's no justification for continuing the registration of these products, the chlordane type products, and that was the reason that we canceled all uses a year and a half ago.
Both Massachusetts and New York and Japan have banned chlordane. EPA officials stress that they're still studying the chlordane issue. They say it is possible that they'll eventually ban the termite pesticide in the next few years. But toxicologists like Daniel Teitelbaum of the University of Colorado Medical Center say that policy is not good enough.
Face the fact that in any given year, I will see 3 to 5 patients whom there is no question that this is a chlordane-associated problem. We'll see another 20 where we can't prove it. But I talk to toxicologists around the country quite often, and we, generally speaking, are in agreement that this is a disorder which occurs quite commonly.
Causing severe natural service system effects, including chronic headaches, fatigue, depression, and loss of memory. Teitelbaum says there's more than enough evidence today for EPA to ban chlordane.
Now, simply remove it from the products permitted for use in a domestic setting.
Teitelbaum says researchers still don't understand exactly how chlordane attacks the central nervous system. He says a lot more research is needed. EPA officials say they are asking the Velsicol Corporation, the maker of chlordane, to do more health studies, including studies on how chlordane affects the eyes. But studies on chlordane's neurological effects will not be among them. I'm Daniel Zwerdling in Washington.
You've been listening to a series of reports originally broadcast on NPR, National Public Radio. From National Public Radio in Washington, a series of reports originally broadcast on NPR's daily news and information program, Morning Edition.
This is Morning Edition. I'm Bob Edwards. The next time you call a pest control firm to protect your home from termites, chances are the company will plan to use the controversial pesticide called chlordane. 4.5 years ago, National Public Radio first reported evidence suggesting that chlordane, a central nervous system poison, is contaminating homes around the country and making families sick. causing neurological effects.